This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. The most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway. From karts to NASCAR. If it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And let me tell you, we're going to get the show started off right away. Thank you to Ed Seafood Shed. A huge night last night at racing. NASCAR trucks, a big wreck. Kyle Busch did something in the caution. No surprise there. But here's the big situation. NASCAR talked with them last night. Now they're waiting and is actually at the NASCAR trailer. A meeting happening today with Kyle Busch and also the teams. And he could be as severely punished as even being parked for the rest of the week. And one guy who knows, he's live right now, right next to the NASCAR trailer. Just got him on the phone. This is Dustin Long, and you can hear it's already busy with SI.com and Landmark newspapers. Wow, what a truck race last night, Dustin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. And yes, you're right. I'm talking from right outside the NASCAR hall or here in the Cup Garage. We're waiting Kyle Busch to come on and talk to the NASCAR officials. That should be Cup practice starts at 8:45 this morning, so we're expecting at some point before then. Right now I see Cup Series Director John Darby outside the trailer. Mike Helton, the NASCAR president, arrived in the trailer a little after 7 o'clock this morning, shortly after the garage opened. But as you said, certainly a lot of controversy last night in the truck race when Kyle Busch and Ron Hornaday got racing beside each other, going by a lap truck and went three wide, got into each other, both slapped the wall, and then as they were slowing down under caution and working their way on the backstretch toward the pit, Kyle ran on the back of Hornaday and basically just kept pushing him through the corner, and it caused Hornaday to hit the wall head-on, a hard impact in turn three. Hornaday was livid. Kevin Harvick, who was competing in the truck race, was livid, and asking his crew if anybody was saying he was going to whip Kyle's rear end. And afterward, Hornaday said he was going to do the same thing. When Kyle got back to the hauler, NASCAR put a couple of series officials there to kind of guard the entrance, just to kind of keep things from getting too wild and too out of control. But certainly a lot of hot tempers and emotions. NASCAR met briefly with Kyle Busch for about 3 minutes last night, and in essence basically said, you're going to come back here in the morning, and then we're going to deal with it then. What's going to happen, I'm sure, certainly speculation to where, maybe nothing will happen, maybe he'll sit out today's action on the Cup practice of the Nationwide race to, potentially be parked for the weekend. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, Dustin, I appreciate you, and I know you'll have to go at any moment's time. We understand that. There was so much that's going on with NASCAR, but this is what we really need to talk about. Kevin Harvick's radio, this is the quote, Kyle Busch is going to get his ass whipped shortly, I hope. He better sit his ass in his motorhome, or I'm going to come and find him, and he's going to have to hold my watch because I'm going to whip his ass. That was the quote, and there were some other things we just can't even say on the air. Obviously, this is huge for the points. Now, there's I believe Hornaday drops all the way to fourth. He's like 87 or 88 points back now, pretty much giving the championship to the next guy up, who's the young number, the guy who's going to take over the number three next year in the Nationwide Series.
Yeah, I mean, it's, Hornaday's chances ended right there. And that's, so that was a tough situation. Now I see a Joe Gibbs Racing official over here at the NASCAR hauler. Mm-hmm. So it looks like we might be starting to see a little bit of action or people coming over here. Yeah, with the win, I mean, all the worst is that Austin Dillon is now about 20 or so points in the lead going into Homestead, the season finale for the truck race. All Austin Dillon has to do is finish 16th. If he finishes 16th or better, he clinches the truck title. As you say, he's moving on to the Nationwide Series next year, taking that number three with him, the Richard Childress' grandson. So, certainly be a way to go out. His brother, Ty Dillon, won the ARCA championship earlier this year. So it certainly could be a big year for the Dillon family.
Dustin, what do you really see happening today? This is not the first time Kyle Busch has done this, not the first time he's done it, and also under a caution. And, you know, one thing he's got to remember is there's a lot of little kids that look up to him, and he shows his ass like this, and it's just so unprofessional. I have a friend whose daughter is autistic and loves racing and football, has picked Kyle Busch as her fan, and last night she was crushed when he did that. They don't think about that.
We'll just have to see what NASCAR does. I mean, there's been, he's been involved in a number of incidents in the past, but I mean, obviously so have other guys. But, you know, that this happened under caution, that might raise the stake. That he's been involved in some stuff in the past might raise the stake. We'll see. I mean, you know, obviously a lot of people expected NASCAR to do stuff, to sit Kyle Edwards down after he knocked Keselowski in the air in Atlanta last year, and they just gave him a 3-way probation. I mean, this is boys have at it, so where's the line? And boys have at it. Maybe we'll get a better definition after today.
There was another quote that I really liked that Ron Hornaday said. He said, you know, Kyle and I live real close to each other. We live too close to each other. And it says, if NASCAR doesn't do it, he's going to buy a ride for Sunday's race, and he'll make sure that Kyle Busch does not finish another race and go see him Monday at his house. I mean, this is, I mean, I can understand Ron Hornaday's upset. I mean, it's obviously blatant, but again, under the caution. But when is enough enough, like you said, Dustin? Now again,
yeah, certainly a lot of frustrations, you know, like I said, we'll kind of see what happens. We're just kind of waiting for Kyle to arrive here at the hauler and have his meeting with the NASCAR officials.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of other news in NASCAR I want to hit on, and again, if you see Kyle, let us know. We'll let you go. Jeremy Mayfield's the biggest one. Arrested over 100 guns at his house, meth in several different baggies, stolen goods, and now he's obviously saying he has no knowledge of it, but there's the defense has talked to someone who said, I personally saw him shoot up 500 times. So, but Jeremy Mayfield now, what is the latest in his whirlwind down back into, you know, nothingness, essentially?
Well, I mean, I think that's essentially where things stand right now, and you know, obviously it's a sad situation on with what it's come to or what it may have come to. Obviously, you know, his side is denying, you know, that they knew about the equipment, and denying the you know, the comments about you know, the meth usage. So. Again, we'll have to see how that plays out, but I think there's the possibility he could be facing some additional charges with some of that stolen property that was on his property. So we'll just kind of see where it goes from there. But I mean, it's just not been a good situation there for last year, so year plus.
Yeah, and again, the defense, the person they've talked to said they were with Mayfield several times when they stole equipment to obviously pay for his meth addiction. You know, good news, Mark Martin comes into, how about it, man, a power team. These guys are starting to look pretty good next year. Michael Waltrip Racing, but how about Rudiman battling some of the emotions with losing his ride?
Yeah, you know, certainly, you know, just finding out like he did earlier this week, just kind of a frustration. And he said, you know, people say, hey, it's just business, don't take it personally. But he says, hey, I take everything personally, and it's hard to separate the two. And so now he's got to look for something, and it's tough. End of the season, there isn't much there. But, you know, in one sense, maybe it's not as bad as it could be because there still are some rides that are not filled or some opportunities that might be out there, but they're not going to know those for another, you know, you may not know that until December or January or something like that. So we'll just kind of see what happens.
Now, how about all the...
Joe Gibbs is arriving here at the hauler. Oh. So Joe Gibbs has just walked into the hauler right now. So, Joe Gibbs has arrived in the NASCAR hauler right now, and we've already seen another Gibbs official walk in, and so it looks like things may be happening here real soon. So we're about a half an hour away from practice.
Oh wow! So it will be now. Okay, so this meeting is really going to determine if Busch gets back out there again. Hey, one more thing I want to hit you with, and again, if you see Kyle, you can let us know. I'll be quiet. We'll let you go. So we're on your time frame this morning, Dustin. Again, talking with Dustin Long live at the NASCAR hauler from last night's wreck between Kyle Busch and Ron Hornaday. Hornaday now out of the points, upset. SI.com, Landmark Newspapers. Real quick, Dustin, before we ask you the next question, where can we keep track of you and follow this during the show and afterwards? Because you're going to immediately put this out there.
on Twitter. Just look for at Dustin Long, D-U-S-T-I-N-L-O-N-G. Okay. And it'll be up on the blog at HamptonRoads.com or Pilot Online.
Okay.
It'll be out there.
Oh, I have obviously. One more thing. We need to bring up the fact, and it wasn't really highly publicized this week, but Hendrick's plane was involved in another accident, ran off the runway, and Mr. Hendrick was on board and actually broke some ribs, didn't he?
Yeah, Rick Hendrick suffered 4 broken ribs and a broken clavicle when the plane that he was, a private plane that he was in, upon landing at Key West International Airport, the pilot, J.D. Gibbs, Joe Gibbs Racing, is now arriving into the NASCAR hauler, and another official from Joe Gibbs Racing is over here too. We've got to see Kyle Busch, but like I said, Hendrick broke 4 ribs, suffered a broken clavicle when the private plane he was in, upon landing at Key West International Airport, did not have brakes. It ran beyond the runway. There was about a 600-foot extra runoff area. Went through that, and went a couple more 100 feet. Went through a ditch and some stuff. Caused some damage to the plane. His wife was on the plane. It was his wife and the two pilots. And his wife suffered some minor bruises and cuts. The pilots were okay. Kyle Busch is now arriving at the NASCAR hauler. So Kyle Busch is walking in. We've already seen Joe Gibbs and J.D. Gibbs. And Kyle Busch now walking into the NASCAR hauler for his meeting with the NASCAR official. So that's the latest here from Texas Motor Speedway.
All right, Dustin, you got to go. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you. And obviously, one more time, where can we follow you on Twitter?
At Dustin Long, D-U-S-T-I-N-L-O-N-G. I got to run, man.
See you later. There's Dustin Long, and obviously, he's got to go to work, so we appreciate him. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. There's no other radio show that's going to give you that Saturday morning live from the NASCAR hauler as Kyle Busch is going in there. Again, keep an eye on Twitter, and when we find out more information, keep an eye on the studio here. Hopefully, we'll find out something real quick. So, pretty interesting stuff. Now, we've got so much racing to continue to talk about. We're going to talk, hopefully, with Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway. They're ready to do the big, huge awards presentation. Ted Baber, the official videographer of the Snowball Derby. We're going to talk about all the videos that he's got, and also a huge race tonight at Deep South Speedway. Casey Hines is standing by. Listen, it's the first annual South Dirt Track Nationals. Tonight, the features, Discovery Channel recording. Oh my gosh, hang on. We ain't done yet, baby. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Dustin Long at SIA.com and Landmark Newspapers just right there at the NASCAR hauler as Kyle Busch is walking in from the big wreck last night in the truck races. Wow, can you believe that? And again, if you're just waking up, you don't know, you need to really check out. Go to Tweeter, or whatever it is. There you go. I'll say it. You can tweet Dustin at Dustin Long, D-U-S-T-I-N-L-O-N-G. He's going to have all the information with Kyle Busch and, again, talking with NASCAR officials about, well, blatantly taking out Ron Hornaday during a caution. Again, what, like 14, 15? Took him out of the championship, so we'll see what happens there. I'll tell you what, more excitement, and now local racing. You thought racing was done along the Gulf Coast? No, I don't think so. Tonight, one of the biggest nights of the year for this track that's, has done a great job coming back, and it's good to see him. Deep South Speedway, it's the first annual South Dirt Track Nationals. It's been a 3-day event, and tonight is the big one. We got all the good racing tonight. All the fans need to know about it. The track's open for business for sure, and Casey Hines is with us. Casey, wow, what a good night, and a lot of new cars that you haven't seen on the Gulf Coast ever.
Oh, yes. Last night was awesome. Got a lot of guys come out of Kentucky. Wow. I think we got 6 states represented down here.
Oh, that's incredible. Now, and the thing is you've got all the divisions. Let's run through them real quick. You've got racing tonight, obviously, the Crate Late models, open wheel modifieds, the street stocks, the vintage cars, which I love, and the Bombers and Stingers. So, I mean, I heard every class is full, and the racing's pretty good. You had some fast times last night where you were doing the heat races and also the Dash for Cash.
Yeah, and the Dash for Cash, got everything, the right heat races on, and I'll line them up for tonight's feature events. They're all running. Late models running for $2,000.
Wow.
Street stocks running for $700. I mean, it's just big money for all these guys.
Oh, yeah, and it goes all the way, trickles down to, like I said, even the local division. So the website's deepsouthdirt.com. You can check it out, and you guys have done a great job with the website. Easy to use, very driver-friendly, because, you know, I say driver-friendly because some of us drivers aren't all that bright, and we don't know how to use it. Hey, can you explain a little bit about, you know, some of the other things behind the scenes at Deep South Speedway? You know, I've been mentioning, we talked a little bit about you on some of the traffic reports I do throughout the South down here, and also earlier, you know, we were talking about Discovery Channel. They've been there all year long. You guys have been working on something that's pretty darn huge, and you got a TV show coming to Discovery Channel with the track. I mean, can you talk about this? Can we let it out of the bag?
Yeah, it can be let out the bag now. It's something people's been wondering most of the year. Yeah. There's been camera crews running around track and just told them they're doing some other stuff, but now that now it can all be let out the bag. The Discovery Network's here. They're finishing doing more filming for a reality show that's going to be hosted at Deep South Speedway next season.
That's huge. So you guys are going to be on Discovery Channel with your own TV show. And tell us about the group of folks that are putting this on, because they've done this before.
Yes, yeah. They've been in and filmed a couple other ones. It's different. It's taken me a little while to get used to these cameras running around, following me around. They're
big,
in your face.
You're a big old TV star now. You're going to get all big head and head, you know, deflators. Yeah, look at me, you know.
No, that won't happen.
I know that.
Just mostly our deal with it. I've worked hard on it just to bring attention out to out there to the country, to the world, that, you know, just a lot of people don't even, it's amazing, some of these camera guys and the producer has never been to a dirt track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, you talking dirt track racing alive.
You talk about grassroots racing. That's where it is, and that's where it all started. So, well, let's talk about tonight, the first annual Southern Dirt Track Nationals. What are we going to see? What time the gates open? How much do we have to pay to get in? Let's talk about it.
Gates open at 4 o'clock. It's 15 in the grandstand mm-hmm. tonight, and we see some of the best, hottest drivers along the southeast.
Well, you know, and you guys have also, you know, you've got been working all year long to make improvements on the track. I know the very beginning of the season, we had a terrible problem, and one of the sprint cars had a pretty bad flip into turn one and two. And just to show what kind of owner you are, you destroyed the track. You rebuilt one and two to make sure that, A, it's safe, but it's also better racing for the fans and the drivers.
Yes, yeah. The safety, of course, is the most important thing out there for our fans and drivers. And I had to get that fixed. And ever since I've got it fixed, everybody, I get a lot of compliments of how good and how nice the track is. That hole's been, it was there, has been there since day one, and it should have been fixed a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys had a good year of racing. What are we expecting to see next year? What are you guys doing as far as working on the schedule? When do you guys see the tracks coming up? Are there going to be any winter races at Deep South?
Possibly, possibly be a race in February. I'll know by the end of the month if mm-hmm. that's going to happen, and I'm actually going to have to make an announcement about it. I can't talk too much about it, but we should have a big race in February.
Oh, I wish I could say it. I know what it is, too. But trust me, if you're a dirt track fan, you'll want to come check this one out for sure. Well, okay,
oh, yeah.
So now it's not hard to find. If you're down on the Gulf Coast or if you're driving through I-10, not hard, in between Pensacola and Mobile, is going to be Loggsley exit. I believe it's exit 44, not sure, but not hard to find it. And you take a left and you head up north about 4 miles. The track's on the left-hand side. And how big is this track, and what kind of speeds are we seeing here at Deep South?
The track's a 0.4 mile, just a couple feet short of being a half mile.
Mm-hmm.
High bank, dirt oval, tacky clay. Speeds this weekend around there, the late miles, probably hitting a little over 100 mile an hour around there.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, and you guys have brought the sprint cars over several times. Can you tell us a little bit about the fan reaction? Because every time I've seen them, I grew up in Indiana, going to Terre Haute, going to some of the other dirt track places up there. Can you explain what these cars are like? Because you still have one and race with the Cajuns. And can you explain just the horsepower to the size of these sprint cars and what these fans are seeing when you guys bring them in?
Yeah, with the sprint cars, you know, it's horsepower to weight ratio. I mean, you're putting 750 horsepower in something that weighs 1,300 pounds, and then they get up. That's the fastest thing that's been around Deep South Speedway in I don't know much out there. Maybe in February, it'll be a little. It'll be faster than the sprint cars we've had this year.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, real quick, you guys had some, I want to go through the Speedways of Champions. You know, you guys had so many great classes out there. The open wheel modifieds, the blue and white, number 75, Joey Moxley. Consistency got him that championship. I'd say also Larry Ciffra, no surprise, just great equipment in the late models in number 11. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yes. And then Joey's done an awesome job this year, just being really consistent. He's there this weekend still. He was showing something real good last night, and I don't know what he's done on these few weeks that we was off, but he's come out a new man.
Oh, that's pretty cool. The street stocks, you got to love it. You got a Camaro, number 13, Wayne Gunn out there. He dominated. And when you talk about domination and what a smile she has, and the whole family's awesome. The Bomber champion, number 7, Angela Hayes. She's had a pretty good year, didn't she?
Yeah, she had a real good year. She won the Dale Fullen Racing Engine to give away a motor, and she was the winner of that also in a little short little 8-race championship deal. She won that and won the championship for the season.
Yeah, and then we bring down to the Stingers, which you guys have a lot of those front, wheel drives. And number 22, Curtis Gentry, and again, vintage cars, D27, Billy Booth. Obviously, just the top driver in those cars. And if you're not familiar with the vintage cars, again, go to deepsouthdirt.com. You can see all the pictures and stuff. But can you explain real quick? I call them mafia cars.
Yeah, the vintage cars, they're just a neat car. They're ain't but two tracks here run them. A lot of people have never seen them. They're just neat. Probably, in my opinion, one of our best races out there. Them guys are they race hard, race clean, and it's exciting, and you don't know who's going to win it. On the vintage cars, actually, this weekend, we have actually a sprint car driver driving one for the first time.
Is that you?
No, it was supposed to be me, but I've got so much going on.
Oh, yeah.
My brother actually is filling in for Matt Bird, who had a head injury and can't drive this weekend.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be huge. Again, if you're looking for something to do tonight, Gulf Coast, let me turn that down. Sorry, through the Gulf Coast, you really need to come check it out. Not hard. It's online, deepsouthdirt.com, the first annual Southern Dirt Track Nationals. What else can you tell us, my friend?
It's just come on out. We're going to have the Alabama LSU game on.
Of course.
That's a big deal tonight, and we're going to have it on the big screen so you can watch your racing and watch that good game and see Bama stomp LSU.
Oh, you've already started it, haven't you? So okay, now if you're outside the state of Alabama or Louisiana or Mississippi, you just probably don't even know about this game. Well, yeah, you do. It's number 1 or number 2. LSU fans are going crazy. You're going to give us a Roll Tide. You might as well give it up.
Roll Tide.
There you go. That's what I thought. All right. Good luck at the racetrack. You can even watch the game at the racetrack. That's like heaven on earth. Hey, Casey, we'll see you shortly, and we appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
No problem. Thank you, Kane. Thank you for everything you've done this year.
We've had a blast, and we'll do it again next year, guarantee it. All right. And again, if you guys want to find out where the track is, go on to deepsouthdirt.com. Not hard to find, but lots more to continue. So much more racing to continue. Now, Sunny South Raceway was a great partner track here at the racetrack. A little bullring like our own private mini Bristol. We're going to talk with Lonnie from Sunny South up there. Just get an update on what's going on race-wise for him, and also what the plan is for the championship series coming through. And also, they've got the trophies to hand out. So lots more to continue. And then the Snowball Derby is just around the corner. Just, 8 days, something like that, at Five Flag Speedway. Go right now if you're online to snowballderby.com, and you'll see what's going on. We'll talk with Ted Baber. Now, he's the official videographer of the Snowball Derby. He'll have cameras everywhere, in-car, out-car. If you really wanted to see a cool perspective from the track, you'll talk with Ted here coming up. Hang on, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Ed and Barbara Bridges at Ed Seafood Shed. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much for Dustin Long stopping by. First part of the show, SI.com and Landmark Newspapers. Look for his tweets at Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, Long. And you'll be able to keep track of all this crazy stuff with Kyle Busch and He's actually still in the NASCAR trailer from everything I've heard and read and getting text from the track right now. So they haven't emerged yet, but we'll see what happens after that big, huge wreck during a caution last night during the truck races. We'll see what happens. At least none of that kind of stuff happens at this guy's track. Lonnie with Sunny South. Hey, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Kane. Glad to be back up here on the air with you.
That's right.
It's good to stretch my wings a little bit. Hey, if that Bush boy keeps this up, he might be coming down racing at Rick Crawford's track because they won't let him race in NASCAR.
I guarantee it. Mo, I tell you, it's not the first time he's done that this year. Incredible. So we'll see what happens and how NASCAR handles it. But I know Harvick and Harvick's got some creative ideas.
Oh, yeah, as usual. And, you know, I mean, it seems like half of Joe Gibbs Racing is there in that NASCAR hauler this morning. And you know they're not there for tea and crumpet.
Yeah, I guarantee it. None of that at the track.
Right.
Maybe brass knuckles and Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about your track. You know, Sunny South Raceway has been a partner of the show for a couple of years, and we're so thankful because, you know, I like what you guys say here. You're training tomorrow's athletes, essentially, or drivers. And, you know, you've had so many. Now, another NASCAR-level driver. Let's talk about Grant Enfinger. He started racing at your track, bro.
Well, he didn't.
He started winning. Yeah, he did karts.
He was tearing up the kart tracks all along the Gulf Coast. It was time to make the next logical move up. So he got a Legends car, came out to Sunny South Raceway, and I remember the first day he showed up out there with his car, mm-hmm. you know, Brian and Joe and I looked over there and like, who's this kid? And he showed us in short order, you know, that he is a racer.
Yeah.
You know, raced Legends, raced Pro Challenge there, then moved up, went to Mobile. Yeah, Sunny South Raceway is a feeder track for Mobile International and Five Flags.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at some of the folks that are running over there. That Crocker boy that always does so well.
Yeah.
You know, of course, Grant, Madison Schneider. I mean, there's a whole host. DJ Vanderlee used to race with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all the guys that are really, really good move down the street, you know.
they take your championship trophy and they say, see ya, we've accomplished what we want to.
We checked the block and now we're moving on, which is good.
And that's what you want, because you guys have got a great young pool of great drivers, and you've got seasoned professionals out there. Not professionals, but seasoned, you know, the drivers out there. Those Legend cars are incredible. I love watching them because there's so much horsepower to the weight ratio in these vehicles that, I mean, they'll be going sideways across, the starting line. There's so much power.
Well, we're not up there quite with Casey in that...
with the dirt track.
Yeah, with that. We don't have 750 horsepower, but...
I don't think you need
it. We're running about 130 to 150 with a 1,200-pound car.
Man.
And, you know, it's very twitchy because it's not long, it's not wide. And driving a Legends car, the people that are good at it make it look so easy.
Yeah.
That's what got me hooked in it, watching people like Donnie Tanner and Richard Fincher and mm-hmm. Dickie Fincher and those guys. I saw this and I said, hey, man, I could do that.
Guess what?
So I went and got me one and found out real quick.
That's right. You have to do a little bit of work in those things. And now you're also racing, not only part of the track, but you've still got the Pro Challenge, and that has been something to see. I loved seeing him a couple times here in Pensacola at Five Flag Speedway, which again, the Snowball Derby. Go to snowballderby.com to get your tickets. I can tell you those things sounded like
plug.
Yeah. They it's the radio. They sound like Indy cars going around the track. And they're using what motorcycle engines in these vehicles? Explain again what these Pro Challenge car and trucks are, because you have car and truck bodies racing together too.
We sure do. A Pro Challenge car or a Pro Challenge vehicle is powered by a Suzuki motorcycle engine, and they have several engines you can put in. They can be 1,000cc all the way up to 1,250cc. Mm-hmm. And these are water cooled. I think it's a Hayabusa engine or something like that. 150 horsepower pushing around a 1,200 pound purpose built. Now the trucks, when you look at them, they look about like an F10 truck.
Yeah.
That's been highly modified, or a Rick Crawford truck that's been shrunk.
That's a good way to put it.
But they're a purpose-built race vehicle, just like the Legends cars are.
Mm-hmm.
And these water-cooled engines will spin up to 11 grand all day.
Man.
I mean, when they go by, you would swear that it was you know, an Indy car, like you said, goes by. It's just really, really impressive.
I remember sitting in the fans when I work with the crowd over there at Five Flags, and just hearing them, and the people were like, we've never heard anything like it. They loved it. Their jaws were open, and talk about great racing. So maybe they'll expand out even beyond your track, but they're so awesome to see on the short track because it's like watching the trucks at Bristol. I mean, it really is, isn't it?
It is. It's very cool. The Darren Matthews and Tim Bryant and them did a lot of work to set up the times they were over at Five Flags. Matter of fact, Brian McArdle has got my 00 truck up at Cordell this weekend, a Watermelon Speedway.
Oh.
The brain trust of Sunny South Raceway, which is Joe McArdle and Bill Elmore Sr., were up in Charlotte this past week and talking with the people at INEX and 600 Racing, and now they're going down to Cordell, where the Pro Challenge is having their last national championship race of the year down there. And what we've been trying to do this year is we're new. We just stuck our toe into the Pro Challenge racing series.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to set up is get some of these cars and trucks from out of town. If you remember this past year, we had some folks come in from Atlanta, from Florida, from Tennessee, came down and raced with us.
South Florida.
Yeah. And these guys are good. They've been doing it a while. Luckily, you know, I had Brian McArdle in my truck, so we were looking pretty good until we got crashed out. But so the things are looking up for next year. You know, we're going to come back. We're going to have the Stingers.
Good.
We're going to have Bandoleros, the Legends, the Pro Challenge cars, and the trucks. We've got some new drivers that are moving up from Bandoleros to Legends.
Oh, yeah.
Moving up from Legends up to Pro Challenge. You remember Chad Robinson?
I sure do.
Chad Robinson showed up with a truck that he had just bought the very last race of this year. He showed up first time in the truck, went out there, finished in the top three.
Wow.
Tell me that boy's not going to be exciting to watch next year.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah, he's going to the small track. He's been at Mobile for a few years, and he said he wants to go play over there. I don't blame him.
Well, I used to race against Chad when we had mini stocks at Sunny South Raceway, and he was a force to contend with back then. So it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you can check out the website at sunnysouthraceway.org, and you've got a list of all the track champions. We've got a few minutes. I'd love to definitely give them their props because they earned it.
Okay, I'll go really fast.
Yeah, sure.
The top three finishers in the Country Breeze Chevron Stingers was Alan Gillette in third, Matt Bowman second, and King of the Stingers Brad Jones in first. The top three finishers in the Auto Air of Alabama Pro Challenge cars and trucks, Bill Elmore Sr. was third after winning the last two races of the year. Bill Elmore Jr., his son, finished second, and Mr. Bo Martin won the Pro Challenge track championship. Top three finishers in the Acme Truck Lines Pro and Masters Legends cars. Third place was Michael Richardson. Second place was our track chaplain, Terry Myers.
That's cool.
Yes. And Mr. Hollywood, Cody Logan, won himself another track championship in the Pro and Masters Legends. In the Acme Truck Lines Young Lions Semi-Pro Legends cars, Conley Dubison, his first year in a Legends car, moved up from Bandoleros, finished third. Cody Carl made a great comeback after a bad fiery crash at another track, finished second.
I remember the story about that one, too. That was a pretty serious wreck. He's pretty lucky that he didn't get hurt any worse than he did.
You're absolutely right. And he had a lot of help and a lot of talent. David Heron helped him get back on track and finish second in points. And Joseph McArdle won the Young Lions Semi-Pro Legends Cars Track Championship. This is his third track championship in two classes of cars.
Man.
And word has it that might see Joseph in a truck next year.
Well, that would be cool. Hey, we're talking with Lonnie from Sunny South Raceway again as we're going through the track champions. SunnySouthRaceway.org is the website. You can check it out. And now we've also got the Bandoleros, which the guy who won is moving up. But we'll let you handle that part of it.
He is. We had the top three finishers in the Hurricane Electronics Bandoleros. Ray Lynn Harris out of Mississippi finished third. Ronnie Osmer, who comes over from Louisiana, finished in second place. And by the way, he's moving up to Legends next year, so that's going to be fun. And then our track champion, Hurricane Electronics Bandoleros, Daniel Thompson. And Daniel is also moving up to Legends next year. I hear he's already got him a car.
They're already working on it, yep.
Yep. And let me tell you, when the Thompsons go racing, cuz Thompsons go racing.
I used to race with them in carts and follow, and I still follow the family, good friends of the show and stuff. And yeah, I know Daniel's going to be somebody to watch next year.
Mm-hmm. So congratulations to all of our track champions and second place and third place finishers. I know everybody worked hard, and hope everybody had a lot of fun. Our banquet is going to be next Saturday at the Sims Community Center on November 12th. It should be up on the website. Yep, there it is right there, Sims Community Center on Moffett Road. We will be back next year. We're trying to get our first race scheduled in March.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to try and be a little bit smarter this year and listen to our racers and our race fans. And normally we've worked our schedule around Mobile and Five Flags' schedule.
Right.
So we would kind of like to be bottom feeders on that deal. Our racers and our fans have expressed the desire for us to do a different schedule. So I talked to Rick Crawford just the other day, and he's working on his schedule. You know, he's got that big ARCA race coming up. And, of course, I think anybody that knows me knows I'm one of the biggest Rick Crawford fans there are out there. But what we're going to do next year is we're going to, as best we can, stick to an every other Saturday schedule.
Oh, that's great.
And instead of race a week, be off 2 weeks, race 2 weeks, you know, we're gonna have the same product in the same place at the same price at the same time every other week.
Well, that'll be good, and that's going to help the drivers and get more people in the stands. So, well, we appreciate you coming on board, man. You know, I do want to say one thing. I want to thank the guys at Hurricane Motorsports, my team. I actually jumped back in the car first race. Yes, my first race since the accident August 6th, and Rusty Powell Jr. drove Senior's car. There were 12 cars, no points. Had the big demolition derby. Troy Bartlett did a great job in our car. I think he got third or fourth. So awesome. Beyond that, coming out of turn four when the white flag, I was right on Rusty Powell Jr.'s bumper. He got third and I got fourth, but by the grace of God, that's the corner I had my accident, and the number three car got sideways and nailed me in the side, and I'm like, all the turns, come on, have a lap, baby. So it was one of those things, but it was just so good because you know, to be able to get back in the car the same year that you had such a life-changing accident, because I'm out of the car for the whole entire year next year, still doing a lot of therapy and stuff. It just felt good to know that, hey, you know what, you can still do it. So it's really awesome.
You gotta get back up on that horse. And I remember at Sunny South when I had my little incident that coming out of turn two, I tensed up, you know, for the first couple of months. But it's good that you got back in that race car. It's good for you, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally, too.
Oh, absolutely. One more question. Alabama and LSU are playing this little football game tonight. A lot of people asking my pick. I'm ready to tell you who it is. But who you got coming into it, Lonnie? What do you think?
Well, with all apologies to Miss Catherine, shameless plug for my fiance.
Yeah, you better.
with all apologies to Miss Catherine, Roll Tide!
All right, here's who I think I was going to do it too. Tide roll. How about it, race fans? Still more racing to continue. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. We're going to shift gears in just less than a month. The Snowball Derby coming to the Five Flag Speedway. Oh, man, I tell you what, can't wait. We're going to get all the inside behind the scenes with Ted Baber, the official videographer of the Snowball Derby. And, LSU and Alabama, you know, you live in the state of Alabama. Even if you're not a fan, you still have to go ahead and root for the team, right? I just found out Kyle Busch has been parked for the whole weekend. That's what is coming out from the racetrack in Texas. Again, a huge wreck involved with him under a caution, taking out the points leader, was right there ready to win his first championship, Ron Hornaday. And so he's parked for the whole weekend. That'll be interesting. Be interesting to see what Kyle says about it. I still think, to be honest, I think Hornaday is still going to go visit him at his house. We'll see what happens with that. You know, it all stems from short track racing and the way they do it, and there's none better than at Five Flag Speedway, the Snowball Derby coming up, and a guy who has been the videographer officially for the track there for 11 years. We've got him on the line. It's Ted Baber. And Ted, good morning. I appreciate you getting up this morning and talking a little bit about all the stuff that you do behind the scenes at the track. What's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Appreciate being on and all. But it gets interesting. You talk about Kyle Busch.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have, and being under caution, I have video of him wrecking somebody under caution the first time he went to Five Flags.
Wow. Who was it he wrecked?
I want to say it was Anderson. I'm trying to think if it was Wayne Anderson, but It may not have been him. It may have been somebody else. But his hood was a little buckled, and after that little bit of contact, he was parked.
Yeah, that's it. So it's, I told you, it stems from the small track racing. Well, you know, I want to bring you on because you've been doing the official videography for both tracks, Five Flags for 11 years and Mobile at 6. And really, as a team owner and as a race car driver, I so appreciate what you do because you go out and you've got two cameras set up usually for the whole year so you can see every shot essentially. If there's an accident, you get it. But you also have in-car cameras, and you sell these DVDs for next to nothing. And I tell you what, this is your busy season because here comes Snowball Derby.
It is going to definitely be busy this year. We're going to be a three-camera on the tower, two in cars during the Derby, and we'll have at least one in every class. We're working on agreements with one person in each class. Usually get volunteers. That always helps out.
Yeah, we're really good about volunteering our cars for you.
That helps out a lot.
Well, I appreciate it because, like I said, I know we've got a couple DVDs just from this last race. When we raced, I returned to Mobile for my first race we were just talking about with Lonnie, and I definitely want that video camera because it was exciting, at least from my seat.
Well, considering you were just coming back from a god-awful wreck, I would say that had to be a little bit of nerves there at first, but and we could hear some of the in-car conversation before things got
Oops. Yeah, well, you know, some of that needs to be edited out. Anyway, I'm just saying. But, well, you know, you have a channel on YouTube, so if you guys, again, a lot of people listening online, and by the way, later this evening, we will be starting, we actually can go on to usfdracing.org. That is the United States Fire Department racing team I'm on. We have our podcast now, so if you missed a show, it'll be on usually Saturday nights by about 6 or 7, so we'll have that up again, so appreciate the team doing that for the show. But you have a website or a page or a channel on YouTube, so you can actually see some of the videos. Tell us about it.
Right. It's the Circle Chaser, obviously.
That's great. I love that.
And we post up various items. I would love to put together a greatest hits or a, I don't know, the thrill of victory, agony of defeat type
sequence
of events, but that's quite a process to get something like that.
How many of those would I be in? A lot.
Yeah, there'd be one or two. I can definitely recall that. But there are a lot of interesting things that go on, and I also want to put out a thank you throughout the season to everybody that supported me at both tracks because it is really huge. It's getting better, and where the interest is growing, it just takes time to develop something like this. But people oftentimes use these videos as a kind of a game film, so to speak, like high school football or something like that. They tape it, and they go back and look at it and review and see what they can do.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we do with our team. We'll let them see, you know, I just told you it was tight. No, you're not tight. You're loose. Oh, yeah, you were. You know, that kind of So, but it's something. But we've got about a minute left on the show, so you will be set up for the whole entire Snowball Derby. And really, I want to know, how can we get a hold of you and find you so we can get these DVDs and videos? And if I want my car camera or an in-car camera from you, how can we get a hold of you?
Well, the easiest way, and I have put this number out before, and I think half the world knows what it is anyway, it's 850-458-2501, or you can, preferably, it's better to email me at ted_baber@yahoo.com.
Or even find you on Facebook.
Right, I'm on Facebook. We have a spot on both of the home pages of Five Flags or Mobile, so the contact information is there as well.
So it's not hard to do it. What are you expecting this year? I mean, we've got another big, big race. I mean, it was a wreck fest last year for Snowball Derby. You think it's going to be that again?
It could very easily be. As we mentioned, short track racing, rubbing is racing, folks.
I guarantee it. Well, we appreciate you coming on, Ted, and we'll definitely have you on before the Snowball Derby again. Talk a little bit longer about the process of all the editing and everything you do. But have a great weekend. We'll talk to you at track soon.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. And thanks to all the sponsors, Ed Seafood Shed. And by the way, No Shave November. Go to my Facebook page, Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Not shaving for a month to bring awareness to prostate cancer. Guys, one in every six men will get prostate cancer. I want you to think about that for a minute. You got six of your buddies, one of y'all going to get it. It's as simple as that. Let's go get checked, okay? Check it out online. Also, the show later at usfdracing.org. Love you. See you next weekend.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And they may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.